Hello, and thank you for joining us for a new inspirational moment and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. This is a bonus podcast. It wasn't planned, and in most cases, I stay away from these type of things, but today I'm a little peeved, pissed off, whatever you want to call it. I was looking at my iPad, getting ready to go to sleep, and I saw a Newsbreak article that said Walmart is in big trouble after a photo of this display has gone viral. And so, you know, I'm thinking, okay, a display can't be bad. So I click on it to see what's going on. And as I'm looking at this, I'm sitting here and my mind is in disbelief because, you know, it just keeps happening and people keep making stupid excuses. And I think we should talk about it. I want to talk about it. I tend to get a little bit more out of my heart when I'm able to talk about what upsets me. And this clearly upsets me. No matter what side of the issue you fall on, whether you think this was the, you know, usual excuse they like to give, you know, it wasn't meant like that, or, you know, it was a poor attempt at marketing. Let's just call it what it is. It's rude. It's vile, inappropriate, and it's maddening. You know, as a mother, I would have hated for my child to have seen this. So, you know, I remember hearing the old folks say that the devil was busy. And I never quite understood it. But tonight, I felt those words, said those words, and understood the true meaning. The devil is indeed busy. The problem is he has so many willing participants and vessels that are, you know, doing his bidding, you know, making distractions, perpetuating stereotypes, and bringing more ugliness to light. And it's not enough to say that was not my intention. So the deniers can keep that thought. And, you know, I call BS on it because I'm tired of it. You know, there is no reason that anyone should have felt that it was all right, normal, or appropriate for anyone to take dummies and dress them up so they looked like black people hanging from a ceiling. Now, I'm visually impaired, so, you know, I don't know if it's a 20-foot ceiling, a 30-foot ceiling, whatever it is, I see it. And if I can see it with my visual limitations, I know other people are seeing this. People's children are seeing this. Walmart is one of the biggest retailers we have. And therefore, they tend to set the tone for what other retailers might be interested in doing, you know? And I don't know the legitimacies of what you can say about people, and I'm not attempting to slander anyone, but I am attempting to bring this to other people's forefront of their mind, because I'm tired of it, right? Because it sends the message that we have no value, that they can put up displays and virtually hang us and it not matter. Now think about the fact that there have been probably 7 black hangings within the last 4 months, right? They've been in California, they've been in Texas, I think Nevada, and I believe there was even a woman that was hung. And you know, the most first thing that we hear is they took their own life, or, you know, it was a suicide. And again, I call BS. Not every one of them that has happened has been a suicide. But you know what? It's because we're not speaking up and we're making excuses and we're saying that that wasn't what they meant, that they continue to do this stupid behavior. And you know what? You're not supposed to call people stupid, but I'm calling these people who chose to make this type of a display stupid. Father, forgive me. I know better, but I am tired and I am lit and I am angry because this is why you get so many children turning to, you know, activities that are not normal because kids don't feel like their lives are valued. Kids of color do not feel that anyone cares if they live or die. Okay. And you know, it's not cute. This is never cute. It's never appropriate. It's never fun for the people that it's intended to hurt. So, you know, for the display to come down, oh, that's fine and good. But that's not even the point. The point is that you took mannequins and hung them from the top of the roof up there so that it looked like people were being hung. What are you thinking about? Do you not understand the history in America? You know, do you not understand what that means, especially with us just coming through a very heated election? And in fact, an election that number 45 is refusing to concede. All of this mess and this egregious negativity has come from what he perpetuates in his role as president, you know, and Halloween is over. And even if it wasn't, this would never be appropriate. So somebody needs to educate their children. Somebody needs to get Walmart in check. And somebody needs to do some diversity education, some training. And they need to make this stuff stop. Because I, for one, am tired. And I hope people start boycotting you because this was not appropriate. And you need to say more than what you're saying because you need to, you have some explaining to do for your people to feel that this would have ever been acceptable is asinine. It really is. And so I am going to give myself peace. I'm going to pray to God and I'm going to ask for his forgiveness, but I'm also going to ask that he touch some of these people's hearts and their minds. Because if you had children that looked like those, you wouldn't have done it. You know? And you need to stop and think about it. Because let me tell you this. I did my DNA and I know what's there. And I see the Irish people there. I see the Indian people there. I see, you know, I see European there. So you might think that you're only hurting people who look like me that are black, African-American, African, whatever you want to call. Okay. But you're hurting other people because there are black people who are walking this earth who have more dignity, respect, and love for American people and people in general than you would ever have in your life. When you hate people, I don't think you have the right to request that I keep my tone down, that I, you know, don't walk my dog, or I don't go bird watching, or I don't do anything because I am free, F-R-E-E. And if you haven't got it before, you're on notice. You need to get it because this generation is not going to keep putting up with this mess. And that's what this is. I'm going to sign off. And I am going to pray for a better day tomorrow, you know, and I'm going to pray for enlightenment. And I hope you're praying too. Utterly ridiculous. And you've lost my shopping dollars. Goodbye.